Our state's biggest Strix lays its eggs in a nest of sticks. This might not be best because it doesn't build its own nest. So what is this lazy Strix with a house of sticks that makes the best of another's nest? This Strix has the last name Nebulsa. It's the great gray owl. At 28 inches tall, it's the largest of Minnesota's owl species. The abandoned nest, which it calls home, has been built by another large hawk or owl. Not endangered or threatened, but very special. That's how many people feel about these beautiful birds. Great grays are not entirely common, so seeing one is a rare and special treat. During winter, look for these birds in spruce tamarack bogs and lowland black ash areas. They're not particularly afraid of humans, so you may be able to get a close look at one. Because the great gray owl isn't abundant in Minnesota, it's important to protect the population we have. State wildlife managers and foresters are working together to protect great gray nesting areas. Wildlife researchers are learning more about these birds so they'll continue to live in Minnesota. One important finding is that great gray owls will use artificial nests constituted of wires and sticks, then put in trees. This attraction to artificial nests can be used to count these birds. It's also possible that this practice may be used to get them to nest in new areas. The great gray owl is one of the 400 non-game species found in Minnesota. You can help non-game wildlife by making a donation to the Non-Game Wildlife Fund. Look for the loon on your state tax form. Mm.